The PAGE program is a program for juniors in high school, and during the semesters we have less than 30 pages generally. Pages either serve during a semester during the school year or one of 2 3-week sessions during the summer. And our work is primarily setting up the Senate chamber every morning, and then whenever a senator is about to speak, getting them a lectern and water. We also have other duties when they're holding a vote.
So, Bryn, what made you decide to apply to the Senate PAGE program?
I had a couple reasons for wanting to apply. I figured out about the PAGE program when I was spending a week in D.C. watching the presidential inauguration last year. And I understood that PAGEs would get to watch senators speak all day and that they would get to learn a lot about politics. And I had learned a little bit, and so I wanted to learn more. I also really needed something to do during the summer because at that point I hadn't made summer plans. So I originally applied to be a summer PAGE, and then I was accepted to be a PAGE in the fall.
Can you describe what a typical day looked like for you?
PAGEs would wake up at 5 a.m., and then by 5:30 we would be downstairs for breakfast. At 6:15, school started, and it generally lasted about 2 or 3 hours. We had to be in the Senate an hour before the Senate convened each morning, and so class length would vary depending on what time the Senate was convening. Once we got to the Senate, we would be working every other hour. We had a lunch break either from 12 to 1 or 1 to 2, and if we were on the late shift, we had dinner before the other pages went home. Every other day, we were sent home at 6 p.m., and the other day we stayed until the Senate adjourned in the evening. And once we got home, we had to be in bed by 11 p.m.
Did the Senate ever, go past that? Did you end up staying up to ungodly hours of the night?
We were very fortunate to have a couple of late nights. In fact, the first late shift I had, it was the second day working there. We were there till, I believe, about 10 p.m., when the Senate goes past 10 p.m., we generally get school canceled the next morning. And that night, it went past 10, and so we got school pushed back a little bit. But we had presentations from outside groups coming in to teach us about safety, and so school wasn't completely canceled. Some other late nights were when there was a votorama on the tax legislation, which means basically the Senate is voting on amendment after amendment to a bill until all the amendments have been voted on. We also stayed up till about, I believe, 3 a.m. when the government shut down for the first time in January.
When you were staying up so late and you had to work late, but you had school in the morning, so you basically had very little free time. When did you do your homework?
So every other hour while we were at the Senate, we were able to go into the back hallway and complete our homework. When the Senate went really late, school was generally canceled the next morning. And if the Senate went after 9 p.m., we didn't have to turn in homework that had been assigned that day for the next day, although any long-term assignments were still due.
How did your schooling in D.C. affect your schooling in Anchorage? Did it prepare you for the second half of junior year?
So in some ways it did, in some ways it didn't. I took only 4 classes while in D.C., which was the case for everyone. And some of those classes I didn't really need the credit to graduate high school or for college. And they didn't offer any AP classes. So that was not the same preparation I was hoping to get, but we still, even though they weren't considered AP classes, we still had a challenging curriculum, and I was able to take the math class that I was in, which prepared me for the math classes I was coming back to for the rest of my junior year.
How big an influence on your future, if at all, was the PAGE program?
The PAGE program had a huge influence on my future. It made me appreciate politics and the process that bills go through in order to be passed. It also exposed me to other teenagers my own age who are interested in politics and likely going to go into that as a career, which is not something that I see every day at home.
Did all of this exposure to the workings of government and the Senate and everyone, Did you meet any new senators that you'd never really thought you would meet, like people you see every day on the news? Or did you like gain a new perspective on senators who you may have like vastly opposing viewpoints to?
I definitely gained a lot of new perspective and gained a lot of respect for every senator, which really surprised me. I met some people who I was very happy to meet. In fact, I was able to meet 4 former vice presidents and the current vice president while working in the Senate.
What was the biggest benefit you got from the program?
The biggest benefit I got from the PAGE program was actually being around other teenagers who are interested in politics. The reason that was so beneficial is that I was with kids from all across the country with very different viewpoints. And so by being around them, by working with them, living with them, and going to school with them every day for 5 months, I was able to have a much better understanding of different people's perspectives and clarify my own views on political issues.
Were there any drawbacks?
Well, it was certainly difficult waking up at 5 a.m. every morning, and it was a really long work day, which is very different than what I had been used to at home. There weren't extracurriculars for the most part available to us besides student government, and so as a result of that, we had a very narrow focus as far as what we were focused on.
Do you feel like you gained super valuable insight into government and politics?
I certainly have a much better understanding of government and politics. What I learned most about was what individual senators think about issues, because we spent most of our time sitting on the Senate floor listening to the senators give speeches that most people across the country won't watch, even though it's all available on C-SPAN. By being exposed to that, I have a better understanding of how individual senators think about issues versus how the entire party thinks or caucuses think about issues, and how they work together despite any differences to actually get the legislation passed.
Do you think the pages in the program represent the diversity in the nation?
The PAGE program is really unique because pages are appointed by senators normally from their home state, which means you hardly ever get a senator who appoints more than one page. As a result of that, we get people from all across the country who have very different opinions, and every group of pages is different from the last.
I've heard there's a candy desk in the Senate, and whichever senator sits there, it's their duty to refill the desk. Can you speak to the accuracy of this, and if there are any other fun quirks in the Senate, or if it's all just business?
There's certainly other fun quirks. I'll tell you about the candy desk. Right now, Senator Toomey of Pennsylvania sits at the desk that's right next to the door where most senators enter during votes. And so his desk is the candy desk. And since he's from Pennsylvania, he generally has a lot of Hershey's products in the desk. Unfortunately, pages are not allowed to eat the candy, though.
What about the other quirks? Anything else?
A lot of senators will have goods from their home state that have been given to them that they'll have out in their offices for visitors. And so there's actually a list that somebody has made of what you can find in different senators' offices. And that list has been distributed amongst some staff who work at the Senate. I know one senator has Coke products. Another senator, or maybe multiple actually, have small bags of peanuts.
Awesome. Thank you.